92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Now the question is, passage of Senate Bill 504.
It was a marathon of a day in the state Senate.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill's passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 521.
They took up almost 70 bills and resolutions. Republicans' priorities included bills that ban health care for people here illegally and further legislate the definition of abortion in Wisconsin. They also voted on a measure to repeal Governor Tony Evers' 400-year veto that increased school funding. State Senator Chris Kapinga, a Republican.
The governor stepped in and did something he's never done before, and that is he changed the bill in a way that no governor in the history of the state of Wisconsin has changed. And that's very concerning for us because the legislature is where the voice of the people is supposed to take place.
As part of the Republican-authored budget, Wisconsin schools are getting increases for special education funding, but no increase in general state aid. Democrats say Republicans' priorities don't address high costs people all over the state are feeling, and that includes in our schools, where more and more districts are proposing referendums just to keep the lights on. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson.
You've decided to raise property taxes across the state, and you did it in a way where you're forcing the local school boards to make up the difference. And if anybody is watching from a local school board or anyone who is watching who's a local property taxpayer and is wondering why their property taxes continue to go up, I have three answers for you. It's the state, it's the state, it's the state.
The bill passed along party lines and heads to the assembly. The whole measure is about repealing Governor Tony Evers' veto. And ironically, he will have the final say and the ability to veto this bill. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is in hot water over their cooperation with ICE, Isabella Nieto reports.
They're being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for complying with requests from immigration officials to hold people longer than they should so ICE can come and deport them. Those requests are called ICE detainers, and they allow sheriffs to detain people for an extra 48 hours.
Being unlawfully present in the United States is not a crime. It's a civil violation.
That's Hannah Schwarz, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin.
Continuing to detain someone is, under Wisconsin law, this is something we argue, is an arrest. And by arresting someone for being unlawfully present in the United States, you are arresting them for a civil violation.
People can only be arrested for civil violations under specific circumstances, none of which include being undocumented. The ACLU argues that honoring an ICE detainer is not an arrest that Wisconsin law enforcement has the authority to make. According to an ACLU report, 13 Wisconsin sheriff's departments have a partnership with ICE.
A majority of these counties with 287G agreements in Wisconsin are in the Fox Valley and northeastern Wisconsin. Recently, Palmyra in Jefferson County had applied to be part of this program. After their first immigration arrest, ICE would have paid to add an officer position for 1 year, and for each arrest after that, the department would have gotten $7,500. That's according to reporting from WKOW. But after residents expressed their concerns, the village decided not to move forward with that partnership. Village officials say they wanted to reduce crime and keep Palmyra safe, but after hearing from the community and doing more research, they decided it wasn't for them. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 92.7 WMDX News.
An update on Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a strained groin muscle in his left leg Monday night in the Bucks' loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He's expected to miss the next 1 to 2 weeks. What will they do in the meantime? Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
College football, it's the Badgers and Illinois this Saturday night. Kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium at 6:30. Carter Smith at quarterback in a year that Wisconsin has lost two others to injury.
It has been an Achilles heel. There's no doubt about it. But moving forward, we have to find consistency. We have to find depth. And some of that might be in some youth as well. And so the last few weeks of the season, that's what we got to see if we can figure out and see if we can help develop in Carter. And then we need to be able to move forward as once the season ends.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 38 for a low. Tomorrow, a couple of scattered light showers possible with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.